Agastya continued speaking to Ram. Although Ravana was embarrassed because of his defeat, he continued to wander over the earth, defeating countless Kshatriyas. Finally, he came to Kishkindhya, which was ruled over by Vali. And Vali was wearing a golden necklace, which was presented to him by King Indra. When Ravana expressed his desire to fight, Sushena, Angada, Sugriva, and the minister Tara replied, "O great Rakshasa hero, Vali is not here right now, but will be returning shortly. Now, just look at this heap of bones, for this is all that remains of those who have challenged Vali in the past, and we can assure you that you will come to a similar end. My dear king, if you are very impatient, not wishing to wait, then you can find Vali on the shore of the southern ocean." Ravana then mounted the Pushpaka chariot and flew to the southern sea, and there he saw Vali absorbed in praying. Ravana wanted to capture the monkey king alive and began to creep up silently from behind. Vali, however, was able to see Ravana from the corner of his eye. Remaining undisturbed, Vali thought, "I shall capture this Rakshasa when he comes close by and keep him under my arm. Then, while leaving him dangling, I will complete my worship by visiting the three other oceans." Vali could hear Ravana's footsteps, so when he drew close, Vali suddenly whirled about and caught Ravana. Then, pressing him tightly under his arm, Vali sprang into the air toward his next destination. Ravana's ministers quickly came to his rescue, but they could not catch Vali. Thus, Vali continued his tour of the four seas and then finally returned to Kishkindhya. Vali was exhausted from carrying Ravana such a great distance, and so he put him down in a park. Then, laughing disdainfully at Ravana, Vali asked the dazed Rakshasa who he was. With genuine admiration, Ravana introduced himself. "The astonishing speed that you travel through the air is only matched by three others, the mind, Vayudeva, and Garuda. O king of the monkeys, you truly are an exceptional hero. Therefore, I wish to establish friendly relations with you, so please accept me as your ally." And thereafter, a sacrificial fire was lit, and when their friendship was thus formalized, Ravana and Vali warmly embraced. Ravana continued to reside at Kishkindhya for 1 month as the honored guest of the monkey chief.